Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Grant and Danny brought to you by our friends, the law firm Condori and Murrah. They will take care of all of the important needs that you've got, including elder law, real estate transactions, probate administration, estate planning, whatever it is. Schedule a consultation with them today. KMLawyers.com. Tell them we sent you. Get a discount. KMLawyers.com. Stretch Run on the Fan ahead of Nats pregame at 6:15 and their game with the Cubs tonight right here at 6:45. We've talked a lot about the Commanders receiver position today through the lens of Terry McLaurin, who is at odds with the team and a little frustrated, not getting a contract. Jordan Schultz reporting that they're not close to a deal and that right now it's not particularly good. In fact, Albert Breer confirmed that. He came on with us and he's very much pro a deal's going to get done. He is reporting that the two sides are going to figure this out. But he said right now it isn't good, which is different than saying they're not close. Like, it isn't good tells me, Danny, that there is frustration, there is annoyance, and I can't help but think about Champ Bailey, who was the bee's knees here on his way to the Hall of Fame and 5 years into his career, like that kind of start, and I think he played 81 games over five seasons, 16 per at the time, and had watched all these guys come in here and get paid, Mark Carrier, Deion Sanders, you name it, right? And then it was his turn, and they just kept dragging it out, and different situation, different ownership. I don't think this Terry McLaurin situation will get there. But eventually, Champ Bailey was just over it.
Yeah.
And he was like, I want out. Now, I don't think we get here with Terry, but really good, likable guys that don't have a unprofessional bone in their body can get miffed. I'll bet you Trey Hendrickson's not a bad guy. I'll bet you he's a really good teammate. I'll bet you he's a true pro. He is lighting fire to the Bengals every chance he gets publicly right now because it gets personal. When millions of dollars are involved and you feel slighted, things can change like that. So I don't want this McLaurin thing to keep lingering.
Yeah, I think that's well put, right? And I understand, this is one of those rare times where I understand everybody's perspective, right? Where I go, I get what Terry's saying. He's like, look around. Look, I've never been more productive. I'm the dude that you use as kind of your example to young players. Like, I am the guy, right? And I'm sure his agent is saying those kind of things in negotiating rooms. And from the team's perspective, and he deserves a raise, from the team's perspective, this is probably not a great idea for us to pay $35 million bucks and make it up a number for somebody that's about to turn 30, right? But at a certain point, I'm okay overpaying in this window that we're in right now, which is a Jaden Daniels. I was calling him a McDaniels because we had so much McDonald's on the brain. But a Jaden Daniels rookie salary window for the next handful of seasons. If I've got to pay a premium, give up an extra draft pick to go get Hendrickson, or pay a little bit more to keep Terry McLaurin, or do whatever I've got to maybe overinvest at this point before I have to start paying Jaden Daniels $75-80 million bucks a year, I'm going to do that. And I'm going to keep this group together right now and try to keep Terry happy, even if it means I have to spend a little bit more than I want to. But again, I understand not wanting to just hand out cap space willy-nilly.
The other wide receiver who's been in the news the last couple of days is Luke McCaffrey, because now a sophomore, the second year, vet talked about how much more comfortable he looks and feels yesterday out at OTAs and how the game is slowing down and he expects a lot more out of himself. And you don't know it as a rookie, but looking back, basically now he's going, it's amazing you can kind of walk and chew gum at the same time when you're so green and you just don't really know what you don't know. The rhetoric made me think Luke McCaffrey thinks he's going to be a lot better this year. He thinks he's going to play a lot better. I don't know if he's going to be blocked very much by Jalen Lane or not. I know that Deebo Samuel being added is going to take opportunities away from him because it's McLaurin and it's Deebo, your starting wide receivers. Noah Brown, presumably, will still be on the field a bunch. Jalen Lane's interesting as a slot option. He's mostly going to be a specialist, I think, early on. But what is the role for McCaffrey? That's my question. Because those are the five guys. They've got other veterans. KJ Osborne, the former Viking and Patriot. Michael Gallup, who they signed from the Cowboys. I have no expectations for him at all. I know a lot of people are excited about that signing. That's just because you've heard of him. And he played for the Cowboys and he played against Washington. And he had a couple of good seasons. Mm-hmm. But he's been hurt a lot. And he hasn't been that productive in a long time. He might be on the team. He's probably like a Noah Brownish type guy. And he may end up catching 25, 30 balls if Brown doesn't. Those two guys can battle for the same reps. But this is about McLaurin, Deebo, and then next in terms of importance for me is McCaffrey or Lane, whoever separates themselves. But I think that's the battle.
So the interesting discussion here is analytic numbers for McCaffrey's openness were very kind to him. And this was a matter of targets and a matter of opportunity that wasn't there. If you go back and you're doing a self-scout, you could go, hey, you know who was open on this look pretty consistently? It sounds like Luke McCaffrey, a guy that was able to separate at a really high rate, was finding soft spots. Now, it always turns out, or seems to turn out, the ball was either slated to go elsewhere, whether it was timing, first read, second read, et cetera, or coverage dictated it, or pressure dictated it, or Jaden Daniels did something else with the football. It wasn't like the offense wasn't moving the ball, right? If you're scoring, you know, 12 points a game, managing, you know, more penalty yards than offensive yards, and you got a guy open every down, we'd be screaming about it. This is more anecdotal where you go, hey, isn't that interesting? This guy seemed to be open a pretty decent amount. I'm not bullish on the production, but at the same time, it's hard to ignore that one data point that, again, basically everything we know says that dude was open a lot.
Who catches more balls this season, McCaffrey or Lane?
I think it's Lane. I just think he's more dynamic, more explosive, and I think they're going to use him more.
You could convince me that Lane will become a more impactful player soon, like 2 years, 3 years from now, that he's the guy, not McCaffrey, that is a fixture. I could totally believe that because I actually think he's going to be the Deebo replacement. If Deebo doesn't get an extension after this year, he's your gadget guy, your bubble jet guy that you do a lot of things in the backfield with and move all over the formation. But in the same way last year that it just took a while for McCaffrey, I know he was newer to the position, making the transition to your point from quarterback, but it's just not an easy thing to do. The really good special ones can do it. When you're drafted high, when you're, you know, Marvin Harrison Jr. or Malik Nabers or one of these Brian Thomas Jr. type receivers from a year ago, sure, go out there, be a route running technician, make people miss, run away from people, put up 1,100 yards. I get it. For the normal receiver, you know, for everybody else, that's a hard transition. And when you're drafted in the fourth, fifth round like Lane was, you got some holes in your game. To me, I hope he makes plays on teams, which I think he will, kick returner, punt returner, and let him focus on that. Don't put a lot on his plate at wide receiver right away. Just let him help you win games that way. If he's a legitimate weapon in that area, that's a game-changing presence that they haven't really had. So I would do that, and then like they did at the end of the year with Luke. Mm-hmm. Remember when he became their primary kick returner, basically disappeared at receiver. It was almost like they said, focus on this other thing. That's how I would operate with Lane.
That's a good point.
And then McCaffrey could do more of the receiving stuff. And if he doesn't step forward, then go to Lane. But you got to give these guys a shot. He needs more runway. He needs more ops. That's targets. That's routes run. Like, people want to tell me what Ben Sinnott is before we've ever seen Ben Sinnott be given one chance to actually be a pass-catching tight end.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You need to get a chance to show what you got before we decide you can't do it. I don't think McCaffrey has.
I think that's fair. I mean, to me, I see that speed. And there are two things that I'm going to do with Jalen Lane. I think your point about returns, by the way, is a really good one. I don't have a great counter to that. Early on for Jalen Lane, I'm going to say, you're my gadget Gary, opposite, you know, Deebo Samuel. Maybe the action will look one way, and I'm flipping a little bubble screen to you or something, behind line of scrimmage, the pop pass, whatever. I'm using your speed to do that. And you're going to run some track. You run some nine balls, some go routes. I'm going to see how fast and how far you can go, and we'll throw it there once every couple of games or so, just to keep defenses honest and keep them off the stuff that we really like to do.
Let's talk a little Nats baseball and get you the leadoff ahead of tonight's game with the Cubs. Final game of this series, Rangers in town starting tomorrow. By the way, Natasha Bedingfield is performing live at Nationals Park tomorrow night. I know about Unwritten. That's a smashola. I don't know any of her other songs.
I couldn't name another song.
She a one-hit wonder? Or I mean, she's probably got a bunch of jams that people love that know her. Like for me, Unwritten, awesome, belt it out wherever you're at, scream it in the bar kind of song. It's really good. I just don't know anything else. But I'm sure there's some good ones that people will be singing to. It'll be a good concert.
Pocket Full of Sunshine. That charted.
Oh, yeah, hell yeah.
Yeah, that's the only one I can come up with.
Patrick Corbin's going to be pitching for the Rangers tomorrow.
And nowhere is that weird.
At Nats Park. And he's actually pitched well this year. We could talk more about that tomorrow because it's pretty comical. But it is time for the leadoff brought to you by the Window Man. Since 1989, the Window Man's been the educational window company. Get your free and home estimate or visit thewindowman.com's all-new Fairfax showroom.
Behind Jake Irvin, leading off from a shortstop seat. Jake. Abrams batting second at third base. That's Amed Rosario batting third, playing left field. James Wood, he's batting fourth. He's playing first. Nathaniel Lowe, low. Batting fifth, doing the catch in Kay Ruiz. Batting sixth, your designated hitter, Josh Bell. Batting seventh in right field, Alex Call. Hitting eighth at second base, Luis Garcia Jr. And hitting ninth in center field, that's Robert Hassel, the third.
Robert Hassel getting a little opportunity here to play every single day. I kept thinking they're going to spell him. They're going to give him a day off. They had the lefty yesterday. They sat Lyle right back.
I like that.
To Robert Hassel today, back-to-back games, and just playing every day since he's been called up. And I thought even with the quality of the at-bats diminishing a little bit, maybe he'd sit. But I just love giving guys a chance to play, especially in the situation they're in right now, a little under 500. There's no reason to let Call play four times a week and Lyle and Hassel sit a bunch. They're in the big leagues for right now. We don't know what's going to happen when Cruz comes back. Play him as much as you can. Get the best look you can so you can make the best decision possible when it's time.
I do like it when that happens, by the way. It drives me crazy when you are not a first division club just yet and you start doing matchups and giving guys spells. No, thank you. Let him play.
Fun show. If you missed Albert Breer or Charlie Slows today on the line with us, you can podcast when we're done at thefandc.com. Big thanks to everyone who checked it out. We're back at 2 o'clock tomorrow.
Thank you for coming.
Decision possible when it's time.
I do like it when that happens, by the way. It drives me crazy when you are not a first division club just yet and you start doing matchups and giving guys spells. No, thank you. Let them play.
Fun show. If you missed Albert Breer or Charlie Slows today on the line with us, you can podcast when we're done at thefandc.com. Big thanks to everyone who checked it out. We're back at 2 o'clock tomorrow.
Thank you for coming.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.